Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Wow, we have so much going on today, and a lot happening in the world of politics, a lot happening in the world of foreign policy, and we're going to get to all of it. But we're going to start out in the great state of Texas. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. I am your host, Todd Starnes, and we are delighted you have made the choice to hang out with us noon to 3 Eastern time. Now, we talk a lot about what happens in the nation's public school systems here on this program, because that is really ground zero when we talk about the change that's happening in our country. And without fail, everywhere I go, someone will come up to me. And this happened at the rally Saturday in Georgia. And a lady came up and said, "Todd, why is the culture changed so fast? What is going on here? It's worse now than it was just last year and the year before that." And she's right. And the reason why is because of the radicalization of our public education system. I was reading a report in the Daily Caller earlier this morning, and it was a shocking story about what's happening in the Austin Independent Unified School District. That's what they call their public schools there in Austin, Texas. And we told you a couple of weeks ago about one incident. Well, I think it was last week, about one incident where grade schoolers were told they had to participate in a gay pride parade, and they had to go through all this LGBTQIA training for Pride Week, which just wrapped up. And the children were told what happens in the classroom stays in the classroom. The children were told and we're talking about preschool to fifth grade, they were told, do not tell mommy and daddy what you've been up to here. Do not tell mommy and daddy what the teachers have been doing. And that raised a lot of alarm bells over here at the Todd Starnes radio program. Again, Austin, Texas, it is a liberal area of the state, but there are still many good, God-fearing Christian people who live in Austin. And I have to imagine that many of them were horrified by what they heard. The kids were instructed to keep all conversations confidential. And the Attorney General, Ken Paxton, found out about all of this, and he fired off a letter saying that the school district was breaking state law. People very concerned about all of this. Paxton's letter says students have to obtain written consent from their parents before the school delivers human sexuality instructions. Now, as bad as that story was, it has gotten much worse. And I'm glad. I'm glad all of this information is coming out thanks to our friends over at the Libs of TikTok Twitter page. Because now we have a better understanding of what's actually been going on in that school district. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what your tax dollars are funding. And dare I say, this is probably happening, maybe not at this level, but a lot of this is probably happening in your child's public school. And you need to be aware of this, because this is how it's all changing. Look, we're talking right now, and I get it, and there are people like, "Todd, we've got war with Russia and Ukraine." Yes, I know. We've got, folks, it's a dumpster fire out there. The nation is burning, and we're going to cover all of the blazes today, but this is the most important one. And I say this because last week on this program, we watched as grown adults, a grown woman, could not define who she was. She could not tell you that she could not tell you what a woman was. This will be the debate of this century. Because at the end of the LGBTQIA rainbow is pure and utter chaos. That's what it is. There will be no more gender. There will be no more mommies or daddies. There will be none of this because they want a genderless society. As a matter of fact, that's why we are now beginning to see the rise of the pedophilia movement. They want to be legitimized. The idea that men can and women can have sex with children. And this is now being normalized. And we saw this, and the way, it's a brilliant strategy. And the way they do this is through the entertainment industry. Several years ago, when I was working at Fox News Channel, there was a big movie that came out. It was a highly acclaimed movie. Timothy Chalamet was one of the stars of this movie, and the whole storyline was about a student who has a love affair with his older teacher. That is pedophilia. I pointed this out in a column, and I was told, who was I? Somebody pulled me aside. Who was I to say that that was wrong? I actually saved the emails from that. It was just an unbelievable conversation. But there is an effort afoot to literally change all of the norms regarding sex and gender. So let me run through some of the things that the children, and again, we're talking about children at the Austin Unified, the Austin Independent School District have been learning this past week. And one of them involved, I'll get to the class a little bit in just a moment. The school held a dance party featuring local drag queens, scantily clad, fully grown, very large men, dancing with very small children. Teachers in one school held sessions where little boys could paint their fingernails during on-campus gay pride fingernail painting classes. The schools also encouraged little boys to attend viewings on campus of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Now, Grace Baker, have you ever seen this TV show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
I have seen clips of it, just out of coincidence. I've never just sat down and said, I want to watch this show.
I watched one of these shows. I watched one of these programs, and here's the gist of it. Straight guys are dirty. They don't know how to dress themselves. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
And then only the gay men can come to the rescue.
That's
the basic narrative here.
Yeah, I don't remember what the show was called. I think it was on TLC. They used to have one of those shows where it was like a woman who needed help with fashion. You know, they'd come in and fix it. And I always liked the concept, but this one, yeah, it's pretty straightforward what agenda they're pushing there.
What about Straight Eye for the Queer Guy? What about one of those TV shows? How about
See,
that?
That would be taken a completely different way
something
by most of society.
Something tells me that would not see the light of day.
I don't think you'd find
day.
That on Netflix, you know, woke Netflix.
Gray's fifth graders also took part in a gay message board. And so basically the idea is they have a message board and they put up ideas.
So
some of the ideas were getting rid of the Pledge of Allegiance, getting rid of police officers in the public schools, and promoting something called getting rid of bigoted teachers, and promoting something called, and I am not, we have the photos, something called homo-Marxism. Now, I'm just curious how fifth graders know about homo-Marxism. But this is what they're learning in their taxpayer-funded school.
It's so creepy. And how old are these kids again?
Well, these kids are fifth graders.
Exactly. They don't know what half of that means, even remotely.
Other schools passed out pronoun pins and had queer story times. And they're also launching petition drives to promote LGBTQ sex education in K through sixth grade.
That's just sick. It's all so sick. I don't understand what is their obsession with sexuality in children.
Of where they go at night to protest. But when you'll be disgusted,
so gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight,
like information
guess what? You'll still be all right. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
'Cause even Grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate.
We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
All right, that is the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus. A while back, a couple of months back, they performed that song, We're Coming for Your Children. We're coming for your children. That's what's happening in the Austin Independent School District. We're not making this up. But here's the worst part of it all, Grace Baker. A fourth grade teacher, our friends over at Libs of TikTok, got internal emails from inside the school. And the messaging here from the teacher is shocking. This is a fourth grade elementary school teacher, all right? Now, check this out. The fourth grade elementary school teacher says, and I'm going to read this, I feel that it is inappropriate to call our parade this morning a wellness walk at all. That's what they're calling it, by the way. So when the parents called the school, what's going on? Why are the children out parading around? Oh, it's a wellness walk. They're just trying to, you know, get some health and exercise. No, it was a gay pride parade. The teacher goes on, while I understand that wellness walk is something that was previously in motion to promote health and fitness and is something we want to continue, it really takes away from the experience of celebrating pride to couple the two. The first pride was a riot. It is not enough just to welcome, love, and celebrate queer folks. Your allyship, and again, they're asking the preschoolers to be allies, your allyship should always lead you to activism. This is a fourth grade teacher speaking up and fighting for what is right, even when it feels uncomfortable. We can't choose in and out of our protest spaces. In other words, the teacher's wanting more pride parades.
And it sounds like they want some, I mean, they say the first pride was a riot. So
hold on. Here it comes at a gay bar in New York City. And that's just, I mean, that's what it's called.
Sure.
I mean, it's Stonewall Riot. That's what it was. So here's the part, Grace. The fourth grade teacher goes on to say, out of the 32 students that I teach, 20 of them now identify as LGBTQIA+ and have come out to me.
Oof. No.
What are the statistical odds of something like that happening?
Impossible.
I feel that we need to do better for them, to affirm our... So now, I mean, we're being led to believe that every child being born in America now is gay. That's what they're telling us. That's what they want us to believe with these statistics. To affirm our students, I think it would only be appropriate and right to publicly announce what we had this morning was a pride parade. I appreciate the teacher's honesty because they're out there telling the parents, oh, it's a wellness walk.
That's true.
And when, in fact, it is a gay pride parade. And it seems to me, if you're 5 years old, you don't know anything about this.
No, you don't. So if your teacher, though, comes up to you and just says, oh, would you like to be this or that? It's really special and different. Then sure, they're just going to say, yeah. And they don't know what that is.
So look, if you want to, and again, this goes to what's happening at Disney right now, where now Disney is going to fight the parental rights legislation. And Disney says moms and dads have no right to have any sort of a say in what their kids are learning in the public school. And this is all about radical indoctrination. When you've got that many kids, and I'm just, let's just talk about statistics. If you've got 32 kids in your classroom, and now all of a sudden 20 of them identify as LGBT in fourth grade, okay? Fourth grade. Somebody's not teaching, somebody's grooming. That's what's happening in that classroom. By the way, are they actually learning anything in the fourth grade classroom? I mean, are they learning some sort of a discernible skill like reading or writing or how to do multiplication? What is, folks, I'm telling you, you got to pay attention to this stuff. It is frightening. And the school district is defending every single bit of this. And this is part of the dumbing down. I don't know how they have time to learn. This is part of the dumbing down of America. The teachers are so busy trying to recruit people to the LGBTQIA way of life that they don't actually have time to educate the students. And I don't care what you are. This is America. You live your life. You be you. But don't go after the four-year-olds. Let them grow up. Let them be kids. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, last year your dollar lost a ton of value. Inflation rose by almost 7% in just 1 month towards the end of the year. That means in 30 days, your dollar became 93 cents. Inflation is a silent killer. It's a hidden tax felt by everyone. And this administration is only making it worse. Inflation is not slowing down. It's escalating quickly. But gold provides a hedge against inflation and can protect your family's wealth. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You have to take the threat seriously, friends. Oil prices are rising. We have supply chain issues. All of this going to compound our inflation problems. You can trust Legacy Precious Metals because they give you unbiased counsel based on your personal situation. It's time to be proactive before you regret it and take steps now to protect yourself. Call Legacy Precious Metals. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals at 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Yeah, it's twofold. It really hits hard in my heart professionally and personally both. Professionally, it truly makes me feel like I am not trusted as a professional. I know my kindergarten standards through and through, and nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation or sexual identity. So for them to say that's happening, it's kind of crazy. We should be able to have discussions, and that's what we're encouraged to do in kindergarten. And then personally, because my kids do have questions. They want to know who my partner is in pictures outside of my classroom, and I should be able to speak to that.
So do you worry that you won't even be able to talk about your own personal home life? I mean, I have a child in kindergarten right now. I know exactly that my child has two teachers, one of which has a daughter at home and is single. The other is married and has four children. I know everything about their lives because my kid tells me.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. That's what we do as educators. We build relationships with our kids. And in order to build relationships, you talk about your home life. You talk about what you do on the weekends. That's building community. It scares me to death that I am not going to be able to have these conversations with my children because they're going to ask me what I did on the weekend. I don't want to have to hide that my partner and I went paddleboarding this weekend because then they ask, well, what does partner mean, Mr. Bernard? And, I'm worried. Can I tell them what it means? I'm also worried for my kids. I have a little girl this year who has two moms, and the kids are curious about her two moms. They want to know about her two moms. You know, if they go to her and ask her about her two moms and she doesn't know what to say, they're going to come to me and ask me. And then, so what do I do? It opens up for parents to really take some legal action against the schools and teachers. And
ladies and gentlemen, the voice you heard is a kindergarten teacher in a public school. And this man is upset that he cannot discuss his love life with five-year-olds, a kindergarten teacher. Now, I'm curious. He says that all of these five-year-olds are very curious about how he and his partner spend their weekends, whether they go paddleboarding or, I don't know, go down to the local bar or maybe they go to the restaurant. It reminds me of this.
This is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did.
844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. Are five-year-olds curious about all of this? 844-747-8868. Your calls coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us, the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Easter right around the corner, folks. Got to get yourself a copy of the brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You're going to love this thing. It makes a great Easter present and a really wonderful Mother's Day present. And I'm more than happy to sign a copy for you over at the website, toddstearns.com. We have a great store. You can get yourself a Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug or tumbler and get yourself a I'm Politically Incorrect t-shirt. And that triggers the liberals, by the way. They just get all nutted up over that. So anyway, toddstearns.com, check out the store. As promised, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. James in North Carolina, WSIC. All right, James, what's going on?
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
This indoctrination actually started somewhere between 8 and 10 years ago, and the reason I know this is my wife and I had a home daycare in our home for 20 years. And during the Obama administration, things started getting pushed out where they wanted you to have things reflecting two men and a baby, two women and a baby in your daycares, which was pushing this indoctrination. And being Christians, we declined to do so. And we went from a four-star rated daycare to a one-star rated daycare, and we actually ended up shutting our doors because of it.
Is that right? So they punished you because you held to your whatever your religious beliefs are?
Yes, sir. Now, that separates church and government, so a lot of your church daycare providers didn't have to go by these same guidelines, but if you were a private daycare center, you kind of had to follow along with those same indoctrination-type rules and regulations.
Now, James, I would suspect you and I share very similar religious beliefs. For me, though, as a constitutionalist, it just seems to me that we have an obligation to let people live their lives however they want to live their lives, provided they don't force you or me or anybody else to accept their way of life, and the vice versa, for that matter. I mean, that's what makes America America.
I believe that as well. I mean, I have to answer for my things in front of God just like anybody else. But there again, I don't want it forced down my throat. I didn't want it brought in my home. I should have that choice without being punished by it. If I'm in a position to where I have to teach this indoctrination and force it on people, that's an abomination against God. I'm not going to do that.
James, and that is your opinion protected by the United States Constitution. And I appreciate you calling in, and God bless you, sir. Let's go to Hendersonville, North Carolina. Joe, WHKP. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Todd, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I was just wondering, you know, talking about this two men, two women, and all this crap that's going on in our schools and stuff, if this wouldn't be another one of their hidden agendas for population control. Because if you get two men, two women, you know, obviously you can't procreate. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that. And also, you know, my wife, she's been, we used to have daycare too. We've been involved with kids for years. And I have never seen 4, 5, 6-year-olds wonder about sexuality or gender. I just don't know where that's coming from. But anyways, just wonder what your thoughts were.
No, to your point, Joe, I'm not, this is not a parody. I'm not, what I'm about to read is not from the Babylon Bee. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. A surprising study reveals there are greater risks for moms with female versus male partners. And so they're saying basically you're better off if you have a mom, you have two mommies. That's what they're suggesting here. Now,
it makes no sense.
No, because you just you can't make this stuff up.
No.
So they believe that children are better off with two mommies as opposed to a mommy and a daddy. This is from a Stanford University study that has been done.
Well, go figure. Coming from California, right?
But, you know, it's a good point. And there are, I mean, there are some radicals out there who actually refer to a mommy and daddy relationship as breeders. That's how they refer to them. And again, I'm with you, Joe. It is a curious question because the population numbers, the birth numbers in America have been on the decline for years. I mean, they're just dramatically dropping off.
Exactly. And I figure that's what some of these people like Bill Gates and those that are after, they've even talked about population control in the past. So just wondered if maybe that's part of their hidden agenda.
So part of this, yeah, and well, that, Joe, that's a great point, and thank you for listening to us on WHKP. Here are some of the takeaways from the Stanford study, and I don't want to get too far off the path here, but California's birth certificates were changed to make them more inclusive. They now ask for the parent giving birth and parent not giving birth. Each role can be further specified as mother, father, or parent. Women in two-mom families who may identify as lesbians are exposed to daily stress from living in a world that doesn't see and consider them. And it goes on and on and on. So it's a fascinating study. But the whole point of this is to deconstruct the family as defined in the scriptures. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, we have been telling you about Patriot Mobile for quite some time now. We love these people. They are just amazing folks, good old American people, patriots. And they, by the way, Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they're supporting organizations that fight for causes we believe in, things like the Second Amendment and religious liberty. And they have some great deals for our listeners. If you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my first name, the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. You're also going to get incredible discounts if you are a veteran or first responder, or if you just want multiple lines in your home. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And they're going to hook you up with not only the special discount, free premier activation, but only if you use the promo code Todd. Now, I want to get back to the phones. Our good friend Joe from LLJ is on the line. And Joe, I heard that you had an RV at the big rallies on Saturday.
Todd, I did not, but I watched you, and you did a great job, and that was the best rally. I watched it on Newsmax, and it was fantastic, and you got the best talk show in the country, and I'll tell you what, I'm down in Sea Island where David Perdue lives, and there are a lot of people down here from all over the state of Georgia, and boy, they're really fired up for David because a lot of them were at the rally, and if they weren't there, they watched it, and I'll tell you what, I predict David's going to win and win big. You know, because the people that are for David are people like me. I'd vote for him for president, not only governor, but there are a lot of people like me, Todd, who are really fired up. And, boy, we're going to be there to vote. And I just want to say again, I appreciate the job you do on Newsmax. I watch Newsmax a lot, and I know they have you on a lot, and you always do a great job. And I just thank you for all you do for the American taxpayers.
Now, Joe, a little bit later on, we're going to have a guy named Kelvin King on the program who's running
yes,
for
I support
the
him.
U.S. Senate. What a good guy.
I support him. He's a good guy. And, you know, Herschel Walker's in the lead now, and I like Herschel. If Kelvin beats Herschel, I'll be for Herschel. But, I mean, if Herschel beats Kelvin. But I'm really strong for Kelvin. Kelvin came up and spoke to my leadership class with his wife, Janelle, who's on Fox a good bit. And anyway, they're a fine couple, and I know you'll enjoy him, and I think a lot of Kelvin King.
Joe, there's been a lot of debate, and you've been a Republican for a long time. There's a lot of concern that all of the Republican candidates are not going to debate in that Senate race. How do you feel about debates? I personally think they're always a good thing, and it's good at least for nothing else to get practice.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, you get somebody like, I'm not going to ever run against you, but if I ran against you, which I wouldn't, I think it'd be good to hear my viewpoint and your viewpoint, although I think our viewpoints are pretty much the same. But, yeah, you can learn a lot from a debate. So I think everybody, if you're going to run for office, you ought to come before the public, let them take questions, and debate. Yeah, I'm all for 100% for debates, Todd.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Joe, and it makes no sense to me. But we've got to play it smart here, and I know there's a lot of fighting in the Republican Party in Georgia, but at the end of the day, after these primaries are over, Joe, do you think everybody's going to get on the same page? And
yes, I do. I'm working hard for David Perdue, and I think he'll win. However, if he doesn't win, Joe McCutcheon will be for Brian Kemp. I'm going to vote Republican. I'm not going to vote for Stacey Abrams. And I believe that's what will happen with 99% of the people. I haven't talked to a single person. I talked to some Kemp supporters and, of course, a lot of David supporters. Every one of them I've talked to on both sides said if their man loses, they'll vote for the other rather than voting for Stacey. So I'm not really worried about that, Todd.
All right, Joe, good stuff, and we appreciate you. Sorry, I did meet some of your friends there, and they're the guys that had the RV. Very nice folks, and we met a lot of our great listeners and just a great part of Georgia, and also got to hit the Cracker Barrel.
Well, Todd, you're doing a great job, and I tell everybody to listen to the great Todd Starnes radio show. And I want to say again, Grace, I call a lot of talk shows. You're not going to find anybody better than Grace Baker. She is the best.
I'm going to tell Hannity, stay away from Grace. All right.
Funny.
All right,
well,
Joe.
Keep up the great work, Todd.
All right, good to hear from you. Our good friend Joe from LJ. You know, Grace, that guy is incredibly powerful in the state of Georgia.
Oh, I believe
he's
it. He's
got
a popular guy.
He's got a lot of contacts
yes.
all over the place. And he's a nice fella.
Yes, very.
I met Mrs. Joe.
Oh,
we were doing an event at I'm trying to recall. We were somewhere in North Georgia.
Okay,
and he brought Mrs. Joe, and they brought us food.
Well, that was
and
nice.
That was very nice. Oh, it was from Poole's Barbecue. I remember this story now. That was a very nice event. You know, you haven't experienced this because CPAC is a little different.
It is, sure.
But when we're out and about, you know, let's say we're going to, I don't know, Bartlesville, Oklahoma to do a live show.
Sure.
They're bringing by some local grub.
Okay.
You'll be eating high on the hog.
I believe it.
Hendersonville, North Carolina, WHKP. I mean, they were bringing by, like, chili cheese dogs. I mean,
dang.
It was like a constant flow. I mean, very well-fed
so
people.
So you ate very well.
We're always going to eat well wherever we go.
Listen, it's the easiest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Oh, by the way, on that note, I have to give a shout-out to our friend, the driver for the Williams Sausage Company, which is in Union...
Yes.
Is it Union City, Tennessee, I
yes,
believe?
Yes, that's what it's... Mm-hmm.
And... they stopped putting the boxes of the I don't like the tube. I like to get the box sausage.
Okay.
And the guy brought by some cases of sausage for us.
It's so nice. We have such generous listeners.
I love Rush Limbaugh, but I don't think anybody dropped by some William sausage for
probably
L. Rush.
Probably not. Probably
but that's
not.
Okay. But, man, thank you so much. We love the William Sausage Company, a good people, great American-owned company, and the best sausage. I some of you say, oh, Todd, what about Tennessee Ernie Pride? I like Tennessee Ernie Pride. But
we all have our preferences.
Yeah. I got that wrong. But anyway, William sausage, I love it.
It's delicious.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start setting up the Joe Biden audio. So Biden is back at it again. Yesterday had a press conference and just got nasty with reporters yesterday. Just horrible. But he also said, well, we're going to play this, but then we'll go to break. Cut number six, please.
I was talking to the troops. We're talking about helping train the troops in that are the Ukrainian troops that are in Poland. That's what the context. I sat there with those guys for a couple hours. That's what we talked about.
So when you said you're going to see when you're there, you were not intending to
I was referring to meeting with and talking with the Ukrainian troops who are in Poland.
Okay, so this is number four now. This is now the fourth time the White House has had to walk back something the president said, because now the White House is saying, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not helping train Ukrainian troops in Poland. So my question, is it time for us to begin exploring the 25th Amendment? Four times now. And this guy is literally stumbling and bubbling his way into a world war. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Well, you don't want to mess with Donald Trump. By the way, we've got the video over on the website. He nailed that hole in one yesterday, or over the weekend. Good job, Mr. President. It was a great shot. And we've got the video there. President Trump says he's a modest man. What are you laughing at?
Well, Todd, I've done a hole in one too before.
Okay, putt-putt doesn't count.
Oh, dang it.
Come on, Grace.
Why not? It's mini golf.
Unless it was through the windmill.
Mm. What about
that's always a tough
shot.
Well, the elephant's a tough one too.
Mm-hmm.
So does it come through the nose and the snout and then plops down?
Depends on which technique you use.
You see, I'm afraid to go to the putt putt because every time I, you know, on the news, they've got the putt putt, and you know, there's always a fight.
Oh, really? That might just be Memphis.
I've
been to putt-putts around the country, and that's not
the
case.
It could be. By the way, I was coming back from Georgia, and Siri always takes me through the most dangerous part of Memphis coming back from Georgia. I have no idea why. At the stop, at this traffic light, and I noticed across the gas station, this is like 2:30 in the morning, and there are dozens of cars. And I had to be very careful how I describe this. So at one point, so we're waiting. It's a long light. It's a big intersection. And the next thing I know, you hear cars just screeching and squealing their tires. And they're literally doing donuts in the middle of the intersection right in front of the Cadillac. And I'm thinking here as I'm looking at all these and they've got two or three other cars doing it. And people are having to swerve around out of the way. And I'm thinking, at that moment, I am probably the only unarmed person in that entire intersection. So you can't really honk your horn and say, hey, dude. But no police, nothing. You know, it's just crazy. But that's life in Memphis, Tennessee. Beautiful town, but they let the criminals run it. It's unfortunate. Hey, President Trump now speaking out. And he was doing an interview with our buddy John Solomon over at Just the News. And President Trump said, hey, here's what needs to happen. Vladimir Putin needs to release all of the dirt he's got on Joe Biden. And I think this is a brilliant strategy. Now, they're going to call President Trump every name under the book. This just happened. And they're going to accuse the president of being a traitor. I don't think so. I think Putin does have the goods on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Keep in mind, there's the story that nobody wants to talk about. The mayor, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, gave Hunter Biden $3.5 million for his company. Nobody knows anything about that. But you know who does? Vladimir Putin does. He was with the KGB. That guy, he knows. He knows. So President Trump says, you know what? It's time for Putin to spill the beans on Biden, and maybe we can get out of World War III. What say you, everybody? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome, beautiful people. Great to have you with us today. And welcome to this radio program, broadcasting noon to 3 Eastern in the greatest country that God has put on the face of the earth. We are so happy to have you with us on the program, and we've got a lot going on. A little bit later, we have an exclusive story for you. We're going to be speaking with a parent of a young man who was the victim of a crime. He was... his thin blue line flag was stolen from his truck on school property, and the boy gets in trouble and not the two students who stole his flag. So we're going to talk to those folks in just a little while. In the meantime, there is growing chaos and concern in Eastern Europe. The former director of the CIA, Michael Morell, says that Joe Biden is really getting us closer and closer to a war with the Russians. And these gaffes are it's just unbelievable. Now we have a fourth gaffe. Yesterday, Biden told the press corps that the United States was helping to train Ukrainian troops in Poland. Not true. Let's listen to that. Cut six.
I was talking to the troops. We're talking about helping train the troops in that are the Ukrainian troops that are in Poland. That's what the context. I sat there with those guys for a couple hours. That's what we talked about.
So when you said you're going to see when you're there, you were not intending to
I was referring to with meeting with and talking with the Ukrainian troops who are in Poland.
No, so now they've had to walk all that back. The White House says that didn't happen. Also, yesterday, Biden went out there and remember when he said, well, let's play this. Cut number four.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
Biden said yesterday he never said that. He said that never happened. He never said what he just said. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Remember, he said yesterday that he was asked about the 82nd Airborne. And he said, I never said that. We've got the audio. We've been playing it over and over and over again. He says he never said it. So the question now, and you know that there have to be some quiet discussions in the back rooms. What are we going to do? The Democrats, they see the polling data. Over 60% of the country in that NBC News poll that came out yesterday say the country is headed in the wrong direction, and nobody trusts Joe Biden to fix this. So is it time to start exploring the 25th Amendment and getting this guy out of office? If nothing else, what they need to do is sit him down and don't let him speak publicly about what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, because this is just getting too dangerous. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line? The fellow who runs my company is with us. He's also the International Relations Chair for the National Federation of Young Republicans. Just got back from Eastern Europe, Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, welcome back to America.
Todd, glad to be here and glad to be back in the United States.
All right. Yeah, I bet you are. All right. I want you to tell our listeners where you were in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, so the original trip was planned for Albania, and we did end up spending 3 days in Albania. However, we added a three-day extension to the front side of our trip to visit the Polish-Ukrainian border. And so I spent 3 days in Poland at the border, at a camp or a train station that was welcoming refugees in, and then we flew from there over to Albania.
So I'm curious, Dalton, if you could just explain what your maybe can you tell us who was a part of the delegation and what did you guys see when you were there?
Yeah, so we went over with a few members of the Polish parliament. So they were the ones that invited us, and they wanted us to see firsthand the consequences of Putin's war and see really the faces that are crossing the border firsthand as well. So it was myself. I went over there with Rick Lockery, the national chairman of the Young Republicans. And again, we went over with a few members of the Polish parliament. And we really saw the most devastating situation that Europe's seen since World War II, seeing people come across the border. You saw young families, walking across the border, carrying whatever suitcase they might have had. You saw older women being pushed across the border in wheelchairs, carrying their cats. And we were at the walking border. So every person that we saw came across the border walking. So whatever they could carry with themselves, they didn't have any transportation, and they were being picked up in Poland and taken either somewhere else to the European Union or deeper into the Polish territory.
So, Dalton, the reporting we have been seeing on the media is that men, grown men, are not allowed to cross the border. They've got to stay and fight. Is from your eyewitness accounts, did you notice it was primarily females and children?
I did not see one man cross the border. It was only women and children crossing the border. Not one man had crossed. I'd actually seen men cross from Poland into Ukraine, and those were the only people crossing back across the border, which I found very fascinating.
Oh, that is interesting now. And as far as the Polish government, because they have to be getting concerned because Russia could be sharing a border with them. And, I mean, if the Russians decide to go ahead and, throw down.
Well, I think that's something that we've missed as Americans is we spend a lot of our time and energy focusing on humanitarian aid for Ukraine, which is needed and must continue. However, Poland is facing the brunt of thousands or millions of refugees crossing their border, and they're handling it firsthand. What I found fascinating as well is there is not one refugee camp in Poland. The Polish are opening their actual homes to welcome these refugees, and they know the firsthand of what war in Europe looks like. Poland is one of the most devastated countries in World War II, and so they've taken it upon themselves to open people into their homes. And that's what I found incredible, is that there's not one refugee camp in the entire country of Poland, and they've had nearly 4 million refugees flee Ukraine at this point.
All right, Dalton Glasscock on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line spent some time over in Eastern Europe, Poland, and Albania. I'm curious about the – I know you had some high-level meetings there. What were you what were they saying about the handling, how Biden is handling all of this? Because we're hearing a lot of horrible stories coming out of the White House and coming from our allies, and everybody's pretty concerned about the messaging.
The theme that I heard really across, whether I was in Poland or Albania, is that America has done – a lot of talking about what we're not going to do instead of talking about what we will do if certain lines are crossed. And I think that they missed the defiancy that you saw in a Trump presidency and somebody that was willing to stand up. And again, Biden keeps telling Russians what we're not going to do. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. Instead, he needs to be saying, if you do this, this is how you're going to retaliate. And I think they wanted to see force and strength from the American government.
And I remember, if you go back during the Trump administration, Dalton, the polls really did embrace Donald Trump, I think probably more so than any other country in Europe. They love that guy.
Well, yeah, if you look at Eastern Europe, their conservatives are far more similar to the conservatives in America than you see in Western Europe, so France or the UK. And so we found a lot of similarities where we were visiting. Again, whether that be in Poland or Albania, those conservatives are, and they see the brunt of communism and fascism firsthand. And so they know what the consequences without strong conservative policies and without a strong America look like in real real terms.
All right. You got to see all this firsthand. Did your opinions change at all in how we should be handling all of this and how involved we should be?
I mean, I think America should continue to be the leader of the free world, and I think we've advocated that responsibility time and time again. People look up to America, And especially in Eastern Europe, they look up to America. When we were visiting, again, whether it was in Albania or Poland, we presented flags flown over the United States Capitol to some of the members, high members of the delegation that we met. And almost in every single instance, you saw people get emotional. And it's just making me emotional thinking about seeing their reaction. I remember probably the most memorable was we presented a flag flown over the Capitol to a member of the Border Patrol in Poland, patrolling the border between Poland and Ukraine. And he was getting choked up. And he said that words can describe how much this meant to him. And to see how much the flag means to people outside of our country was something that I took away, that people still look up to America. And we were driving through Albania. I saw almost as many American flags flying in people's yard as Albanian flags. You go to their rallies and they fly American flags with Albanian flags. And that our flag means something, and that America means more than just a country. It's an idea to people across the world, and we can't lose sight of that at all.
No, we can't, and I'm glad you were there. We didn't pay for this, did we? I hope the Republicans picked up the flight, your airline ticket.
You, Starnes Media Group did not pay for the trip abroad.
All right, good. I was about to say, I can barely get a flight out to Dallas.
So, well, you'll have to ask HR about that.
Yeah. Wait a second. I think I am HR. All right, Dalton, we're glad, and I'm shocked they let you back in the country, but I'm glad they did, so that's good.
Hey, quick thing. The COVID regulations are extreme over there, and I was told twice that my vaccine had expired when I was trying to come back to America. One, I didn't know vaccines could expire. So hopefully we're going to get over this very quickly, not just in America, but across the world, too.
Was everybody masked up crossing the border? I'm curious.
Yes. No. On the Ukrainian border, there was a few masks here and there. What I found very interesting was I was leaving Albania. Not one person in the Albanian airport was wearing a mask.
Good for them. I don't know anything about Albania, but I like them. All right. Dalton Glasscock, our world traveler, we're proud of you. You represented the company and you represented the country and the Republicans quite well over there. So we're glad you're back and you're safe.
Well, thank you for giving me the chance to tell the story of the people I saw over there.
All right. Dalton Glasscock, everybody. World traveler. And crazy story. Again, we have great respect for the Ukrainian people. And it's horrible what Joe Biden and this administration have done. All they're asking for is to make it a fair fight. And they don't want us to go over there and fight for them. They need weapons. They need planes. They need ammo. And I say, you know what? Let's get it to them. And they've been fighting. I mean, Putin actually thought they were just going to be able to go in and take care of business, and that was it. And clearly, he was mistaken. But we got a big problem here in this country, ladies and gentlemen, a big, big problem. And that problem is Joe Biden. And the Democrats know this. Nobody probably wants to go on the record. But you know they're having these conversations behind closed doors. What are we going to do about Joe? Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Hope you're doing well today. The Daily Caller has an exclusive. A brand new poll put out by the National Republican Congressional Committee shows that Nancy Pelosi is the most unpopular Democratic politician in the United States, even more so than Joe Biden. Wow. Pelosi had a favorable rating of just 34%. Wow. By the way, do you know, somebody told me that she does not drink alcohol. She abstains from alcohol. So what's the problem here? Is she taking a few shots of DayQuil, NyQuil before she hits to the podium? I mean, we've all seen it. I mean, that's an ugly thing. What's going on up there with Nancy Pelosi? 44% of respondents say they had a favorable opinion of Joe Biden. Do you believe that? I don't know about that. I don't know. Vice President Kamala Harris. Yes, I know how to pronounce her name. I just like calling her Kamala. Kamala Harris had a 41% favorability rate. Man, nobody's popular. Everybody's underwater. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Georgia, WDUN, the great radio station. Tom, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say something. I heard Joe call in a while ago, and I wanted to say something about Brian Kemp and David Perdue, and you're talking about the party being split. Brian Kemp split the party when he named Kelly Loeffler as senator over Doug Collins. He did that, didn't bother to ask the president his opinion or anything. He just made a secret deal with Kelly Loeffler, and she was our next senator. I think that's one of the reasons that cost us the election in January or February of the next year, whenever they had it. But also, he made his secret deal. Him and Brad Raffensperger, they made a secret deal with the lady on the election about the drop boxes. And I think that hurt him. He's made secret deals this whole time he's been in there. He made a secret deal about the Dominion machines. He bought them.
Now, Tom, are you
$100 billion?
So, Tom, I get it. You're not a Brian Kemp guy. Are you going to support David Perdue? You think he's going to be able to pull it out?
I am going to support David Perdue, but if David Perdue doesn't win, I'm not going to support Brian Kemp.
Really?
No, I'm not. I'll never support him because he's done nothing but make secret deals and throw the people of Georgia under the bus. We wouldn't be in this position now if it wasn't for Brian Kemp.
And that may be true. I mean, Brian Kemp may be a sorry so-and-so. I know that he hasn't been a person of his word. But, Brian, well, in spite of all of that, Brian, no. Hold on. We're coming up on a hard break here, Tom. And so let me talk here for a second. The concern I have is that Brian Kemp may be the worst sorry so-and-so in all of Republican politics, but he's still a heck of a lot better than Stacey Abrams. So, I mean, I understand that may be your decision to not vote for Kemp, but I can't imagine you guys are going to be better off with Stacey Abrams in the governor's mansion. Folks, I may be wrong here. 844-747-8868. I haven't been wrong this year, so I'm due at least one time being incorrect. We'll be right back, everybody. I'm in a sort of a disco vibe, disco mood today. I wonder if Liz Peek is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Liz, I love this bumper music here. It takes me back.
It really does. I don't know. You're having a mellow day, I would say, which is great.
You see, well, Liz, you know, I grew up in the 70s, but it was really the late 70s, 80s, so kind of the end of the disco era into, you know, MTV. So it was just, quite frankly, it was a great era for music in my estimation, but.
Yeah, not so great for a lot of other things, but, you know, inflation being amongst them. I mean,
true.
I hate to bring up the I word, but, you know, it is interesting to me. I heard today for the first time on a business news channel, somebody talking about how tech shares really kind of are attractive, even if in an inflationary environment, because they can price their product. And I got to tell you, for weeks, I've been thinking, why is everybody beating up on tech shares? They can raise prices. Apple can raise the price of its iPhone. Who's not going to buy it if it's $10 more or $20 more or whatever? You know, I mean, I remember, unfortunately, in inflationary periods, what you do. And it is interesting to me to reflect on the fact that so few people who are investing money, who are active in the markets today, have had that experience. They just don't know.
Liz, we brought you on today to talk about your incredible column, Biden's Reckless Words, Ukraine Missteps Raise Risks for U.S. And, you know, yesterday he added a fourth one. They had to walk back. He talked about Americans training Ukrainian troops in Poland. And, of course, that, you know, the White House said, no, that's not accurate. But the president's denying he's misspoken at all about anything.
Yeah. He's just in denial, Todd, and it's honestly kind of sad, except here's the thing. I think it has gotten to the place now where it's actually dangerous. What he said on that trip to Poland about taking Putin out, about using chemical weapons, all these things, enormous propaganda value for Vladimir Putin. There's just no question it was a huge gift to our enemy, and that's who he is. And I think the fact that Biden is sort of claiming it didn't happen or then said, oh, you know, it's okay, it's just my personal view. Okay, when you're president of the United States, you don't have personal views. Your views are the views and the policies of America. You are speaking for the country. And by the way, that's why they used to bang on Donald Trump so much, because he would sort of say what came into his head, even if it wasn't sort of Diplo speak. And oftentimes it was not the expected thing. Well, there is a value to diplomacy. There's a value to caution. And particularly, oh, my God, in the middle of a war. I mean, I actually thought it was dangerous, and the fact that he doesn't seem to understand what went wrong, you know, kind of confirms everybody's anxieties, I think.
Well, I think people, you know, again, students of world history remember how World War I started, and then you have Biden out there calling for regime change in Russia. Liz, the danger there is that, and we know how the Russians are, they're evil people. They could easily stage something. They could, you know, and they could blame it on the United States. And there you go. Boom. We're in the middle of a shooting war.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly that's the case. You know, Putin is telling Russians, and Russians don't have any recourse. They don't know what's going on in Ukraine. It is a shock to them when they're shown pictures. There was a very good film sequence on Radio Free Europe's website showing people being interviewed in the street. Russians don't know what's happening. They don't believe it when you say, well, you know, Putin's bombing Kyiv. And they look at pictures. They say, no, that's just propaganda. Putin is lying to people. He's saying, we are under attack. I have had to have this so-called special military operation because the West is attacking us through Ukraine. So how much easier is his case to make now that Biden has used this injudicious language, now that Biden has talked about our troops going into Ukraine? It's just unfathomable. I assume his aides, when he is talking, sit there just bare-knuckled, white-knuckled, I should say, wondering what he's going to say next. And by the way, Todd, don't you wonder, when he's on a phone call with Xi Jinping for 2 hours, these are little moments we're catching where he does something injudicious, dangerous. What about a 2-hour phone call? What can go on? Is it any wonder we have not had a readout of that call he had with Xi Jinping? I think it's appalling that we don't know what was said. And honestly, it makes me very fearful.
I was shocked. I don't know if you saw the photos that have been circulating where he had his cheat sheet that literally had the questions on the sheet of paper with his direct response, how he was to respond to these questions. I mean, that's how micromanaging they are to this guy.
Well, they have to be. Now we know what happens. I mean, he can't even read a teleprompter speech without getting into trouble. Remember, by the way, one of the first instances of this, which went more or less unnoticed, a year ago, he delivered a big speech on climate change. And in the middle, he said, it won't matter because what we do won't matter anyway. And it was not in the, I went back and I couldn't believe my ears. I went back and looked at the transcript, the official transcript. It wasn't in there. It was another one of these ad-lib little comments. Of course, it is true. That's the problem. When Biden goes off the rails like this, what he says is actually usually the case. It is the case that no matter what we do on climate change in the United States, it is going to be buried by the increase in emissions coming out of India and China. It is, they are way bigger than us now, and it's only going to get worse. So you have to watch what the president says, and these so-called gaffes, which are not gaffes. These are statements that are actually reflecting what Biden is thinking, that pop out unexpectedly and unscripted. That's what's really going on in his mind. And, you know, it is really worrisome. And I have to say, I do think there's going to be, if it continues to happen, and I don't know how it could get any worse than what happened over the last weekend, really, but if it does continue, I think we're going to hear renewed chatter about the 25th Amendment. I think people are going to look at Kamala Harris and say, yeah, she's a sort of a nitwit, but she's probably not as dangerous as Joe Biden. And I think actually that's true.
She's a nitwit, but not as dangerous. That's where we are right now, Liz.
You know what? It is.
And 3 years to go. 3 years to go.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Liz, great, great column. Folks, we've got it up on the website and links to all of Liz's pages. You can check that out there. Liz, always good hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Take care.
All right, Liz Peek, everybody. Wow. Well, there you go. Grace, we got some hate mail and handwritten.
Is it about me?
No, it's about me.
Ah, okay.
It's about me. Remember, I was telling the story of the pastor that I took to the delicious steak restaurant right around the corner. And it's a great, reputable, fine establishment called the Strip House.
Oh, yes.
And remember that story?
I do.
So anyway, this lady writes in, Mr. Stearns, a few days ago, you were talking about an incident at a restaurant with the preacher that was with you. It wasn't funny.
Why wasn't it funny?
The preacher and you should have left immediately. The Bible says to abstain from the very appearance of evil. What's she talking? Oh, the strip joint. So, the strip house, isn't it?
Oh,
so
goodness.
I wonder if she eats a New York strip steak.
That's what I was going to say, if you're following that logic.
Oh, she underlined the very appearance of evil.
Oh.
How could you as a Christian be comfortable? Hope you never go back there.
Well,
I don't listen to you much anymore. Signed, oh. Esther. P.S. You're still saying Jeezaloo.
Oh.
Well, if she stopped listening, how does she know that I still say Jeezaloo?
Well, she said not very much, so she must check in on you. You know,
Jeezaloo. Okay. It is what it is. Sorry, Esther. We're trying. We're trying.
It's a work in progress. Progress, not perfection.
Yes. Grace, I know you're a big sports fan.
Yes.
The Memphis Tigers are in hot water, the basketball team. You guys are under NCAA investigation.
Yeah, and it's stupid, but yes, continue.
The NFL making big news yesterday, Grace Baker.
You just wanted to jab at my school.
Yes, I did. There could be some big trouble brewing. So the National Football League is going to require all 32 teams to hire a diverse person to serve as an offensive assistant.
So let me present a caveat that I love sports, but for years now, I have not cared about the NFL because the NFL is also stupid.
So this is the official rule. Beginning with the 2022 season, every club will hire a diverse person. So what is a diverse person? A female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority.
But what is a female?
There you go. What is a woman?
This is the question.
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
What is a black person? What is an Eskimo? Are we allowed to call them Eskimos?
You're pushing it.
What is a midget?
Oh,
little person.
Definitely pushing it.
But again, my apologies. It just slipped out. It was a faux pas. So, but to your point, Grace, I mean, what happens if a white guy, a white man, a white manly man shows up and says, I identify as a female Eskimo midget? At what point do you say, okay, welcome aboard? Wow, you're the triple threat.
But why are Eskimos included in this?
I don't know. Because they're an ethnic minority.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of Eskimos. You know, they got the polar bears, and, you know, There's not much else
natural
up there.
Natural selection there.
It is. You got to run fast. Got to run
fast.
The person
behind you.
So, by the way, on the Instagram, I don't know why this popped up, but
I was... another animal video.
Yes, and this was a horrible one. They had these beautiful little seals, you know, and I love the seal people. You know, they're like little tiny seal animals, and they're cute and cuddly, and,
not
you know,
the
they're
singer.
Just... No, not the singer. These are the little critters. And they're bathing, sunbathing on the beach, and
okay.
All of a sudden, Shamu comes up. I mean, Shamu washes up on shore, and the next thing you see is Shamu eating. He's eating the seals like we would eat a shrimp cocktail at the Red Lobster.
Well, they don't call them killer whales for nothing.
I mean, it was horrible. I'm sitting on the commercial break. Oh my gosh! Look at the cute little cuddly seals, and then
On a much less morbid note, I've just got to say that I've got a kitten that will not leave my townhouse, and my dog is not happy about it, and I don't know what to do.
Merlot doesn't like the cats.
No, and the kitten's too young to understand that dogs don't like it, so it needs to skedaddle. But every time I shoo him away, 20 minutes later, he comes back, and he stands right up by the door, like taunting Merlot.
So Merlot is specious.
Yes.
It's anti-cat.
Yes. I know. It's a real problem. Yeah. I don't know what to do about it.
You know, the radicals are going to make advantage. They're going to take advantage of that.
I have tried to
They'll
relocate this kitten, but he won't
racist
come near me.
Dog. So anyway, so the NFL, they're not looking for ability. They're not looking for talent. The only thing they're looking for, are you a woman? Are you a racial minority? Are you ethnic? And if so, you've got a job. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, maybe Colin Kaepernick can get a job.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, coming up, Josh Hogg from Jackson, Tennessee, got a crazy story about something happening down over in Jackson, which is the Rockabilly. That's where the Rockabilly Hall of Fame is down there. Carl Perkins, his hometown. Kelvin King running for the Senate in the state of Georgia as a Republican. He's going to join us as well. Let's go to the phone, though. Our good friend Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. On the line. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I'm glad you guys had fun in Georgia. Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Chris Rock thing. You know, Todd, when you have this much money, you think you can get away with anything. He's like, if he is like this in the general public, what is he like behind closed doors? That's probably why his wife is losing her hair, because he's probably pulling it out. Just saying. He needs mental help or just get medicated. If he hit me, you would be calling me the candle man, because one blow and he'd be out. Or would you hear two sounds, me hitting him and him hitting the ground. He should be arrested and sued.
What's the
It's that simple.
What's the joke? Chris Rock has a new tattoo on his face called Fresh Prince.
Yeah, they have another one too. They've got what's his name? He's going to be the next speaker of the Oscars next year. Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's going to be the next the host of the Oscars next year.
You know, clearly Will Smith. And when you look at his acceptance speech, the guy's got mental problems. Something's not right there. I don't know what it is. But any man who lets his wife go out there and live in some sort of an open relationship. So, I mean, he's got no problem with the wife hopping into bed with, you know, the pool boy. But he's got a problem with Chris Rock cracking a joke that he was actually laughing at. Yeah, I don't get that.
Absolutely. And another point I wanted to bring up is this transgender thing and these, one thing that I'm against is homosexuals and lesbians raising children to in that kind of environment as well. They shouldn't be allowed to adopt kids because these are innocent kids. And I think that's what, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's what we're dealing with today. a generation of these kids that have been adopted and now look where they are today. I mean, you're going to get transgenders now adopting kids? What happens if you got pedophiles in that group and they want to adopt girls? I mean, it's out of control.
The story coming out of that Austin, Texas school district, Mark, where you had the teacher saying, hey, 20 of my 32 students have come out to me, that's a problem. I just find it very hard to believe that those numbers are, in fact, accurate. And that tells me that they're indoctrinating these kids and they're shoving propaganda down their throats. That's what's going on here.
They are. They're adopting and they shouldn't be allowed to, because I think that's what we're dealing with today is a generation of those kids that were adopted to where now they just got brushed under the carpet. Now they're becoming a big, now they're
voicing about
their
that.
Opinion.
I don't know, Mark. Okay. I don't think there would be that many, but I do think that you've got a generation of school teachers that have been radicalized, maybe two generations now. And they're the ones that are they're forcing this agenda, because this has really only gone into turbo speed mode over the past, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 years. And you watch the pedophilia thing that's coming up, and there is an effort to make that pedophilia part of the LGBT, alphabet soup. So and do not be shocked when that happens, because When you decide, hey, you know what? We're not going to have any norms anymore. We're just going to – it's going to be a free-for-all. Well, you know what? This is what you get. So, Mark, got to run, my friend. I am so sorry. We are up against a hard break. Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. If you think I'm wrong, give me a call. Look, naysayers go to the top of the line. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you with us today. Hour 3 of the big show, broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, we have got a great hour lined up for you today. By the way, coming up in just a little while, Kelvin King, a great businessman, American patriot, served in the military. Kelvin King running for the Senate in Georgia against Herschel Walker. He's going to be here, and we're looking forward to that conversation. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You'll need this. 844-747-8868 if you want to call in. And our website, toddstearns.com, great stories for you to check out there. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and our podcast. And we've realized we know a lot of homeschool families out there listen to us, and their kids listen to that podcast, and they catch up on world affairs, the cultural affairs, and things they're not going to see in the local news report. So we're happy to be an educational tool as well as an entertainment tool. No, Grace, you're not a tool. I'm just saying it's just a device, if you will. Interesting story that came across our website just the other day. Josh Hogg and his son Christian Skyler Hogg. Skyler, he goes by the name Skyler. Skyler goes to JCM Early College. He is 16 years old in the 10th grade and supports law enforcement. And there is video, and we're going to have this up on our website later today, of an incident that occurred at the school. Josh and Skyler happen to be on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Fellas, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, Skyler, let's start with you. I want you to explain what happened at the school the day of the incident.
Yes, sir. I was sitting in class when I got notified by one of my classmates that somebody had ripped my flag down off my truck and ran across the parking lot and threw it by a dumpster on the ground. So I went outside, picked it up, and took it back to my truck, and everybody videoed it and made fun of me and called me racist for having the flag and stuff. But, I mean, it's a thin blue line flag.
So, Skyler, you had a thin blue line flag flying on your truck, and the video that I've seen shows what a couple of students going out there and actually stealing the flag.
Yes, sir.
All right. So all of this happened. Did you alert school leadership about the fact that you were a victim of a crime?
Yes, sir, I did.
And tell me what happened.
As I was walking out to my truck about to leave school that day, I got my assistant principal followed me out there. He talked to me, and all he did was tell me to park in the teacher's section because I was also threatened with people slashing my tires and busting my windows and all, like, vandalizing my truck. And the way they thought they would fix that was me just parking in a student section and leaving the flag at home.
And so I want to bring your dad into this. Josh, you're a law enforcement professional. What kind of work do you do?
I work for the local sheriff's department.
All right. So you work for the local sheriff's department, and you hear this story. And what did you tell your son? And first of all, what was your reaction?
Well, when the principal had called my wife that following evening, my son was actually there. I was at work when this phone call took place. And the principal asked my wife if she wouldn't mind, would she have a talk with our son and ask him not to bring the flag back to school. Well, when she called and told me this, I called my son. I told him, I said, this is your right to support me and all the people that wear this uniform. If you want to fly that flag, you fly it proudly. And he agreed with me. So that's when he decided not to take the flag off his truck.
And so Josh, what happened to your son the next day?
Well, he called me. He had pulled up at school, and he said before he could even get out of his vehicle,
The assistant principal walked out to my truck and said that he had to confiscate my flag because I was told to leave it at home when I was plain as day asked.
Josh,
and so they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They removed his flag from his truck and sent him straight to the office, and then that's when Skyler called me and said, I'm being suspended from school.
What about the people who actually committed a crime by stealing the flag in the first place, Josh?
Well, I haven't had any 100% confirmation, but I believe they got, I think, a one-day suspension. They didn't even have to. They stayed at school for the remainder of the day, and then I think the following day, which was Friday, I believe they were suspended from school then, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
So Skyler, you were suspended. What was your reaction to all of this?
I was more so just really ticked off and upset that this is what our world has come to.
Josh, I have to imagine working in law enforcement. First of all, you got to be proud of your son. I mean, clearly you raised him right to, you know, respect law enforcement. At the same time, for the school not to do the right thing here, and the right thing is to stand up for your son who is flying a flag that honors police officers.
Right. And, I went and met with this principal and, to get an explanation of why he's being suspended. And he goes on to tell me it's because, one, he disobeyed what he was told by the administrator, which he was never told. He was asked through my wife. And then, two, they said he was causing a distraction at school by having that, or disturbance by having that flag on his truck.
So the mere fact that he had the flag on the truck, that was the disturbance?
That's what they're trying to say.
Oh, that's unacceptable.
They weren't trying to say that those students that went out there during school hours was a disturbance. They're saying my son was the disturbance.
That's outrageous. And this has got to get remedied. Josh, I'm curious, what are your next steps here?
Well, I'm still trying to take it slowly and trying to figure out what steps I need to take. I'm still waiting on contact back from an attorney's office.
Well, this is just an unacceptable response from the school. Where do things stand now? When did all of this happen?
This happened this past week, and my son's been driving to school for the past couple of weeks, and he's had this flag on his truck for the past 2 weeks.
And the principal even told me himself that he would have never said anything to my son about that flag if it wasn't for these other students taking it off of his truck and throwing it.
Again, the problem is the other students, and this is a great lesson. I would have called the whole school together and said, all right, kids, let's talk about the First Amendment. And here's what you're allowed to do, and here's what you're not allowed to do. This could have been a great learning experience for the kids, but instead, sounds like the principal has chosen to do the easy thing, which is to go woke and punish Skyler.
Right, and I even made that same exact comment to him in his office that he needs to teach his students the correct meaning of things and, you know, about the First Amendment rights.
Now, so Skyler, are you still driving? Do you still have the flag in your truck? Are you back at school?
No, sir, I'm not back at school, but that flag will always fly unless it's storming and raining.
Well, good for you. Skyler, based on what you've told me, you've done nothing wrong here, and it sounds like you were just trying to honor your dad and other police officers, and clearly you're dealing with some woke leftist. Or cowards, Josh, and I don't mind using that word, for the principal. No, the principal knew he was doing something wrong and still did it anyway. That's just cowardice.
Right.
All right.
Which, well, you know, for his safety, we have decided not to put him back in the Jackson-Madison County schools. We're actually going to homeschool him for the rest of the year. And then hopefully next year we're going to get him in a neighboring county school district.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, you mentioned they were threatening, to slash your tires? I mean, okay, these are criminal acts here. At some point, why didn't the school call in the law enforcement and deal with these threats?
But yeah, that's a good question because not one law enforcement officer was ever notified of this when it happened at school.
All right. This is the JCM Early College?
Correct.
All right. Well, we're going to reach out to the school district, Josh and Skyler, and we're going to try to see if we can't get some answers. But this is just simply unacceptable. And, guys, we're going to leave it there. So we appreciate you calling in. And you hang in there, Skyler. Don't be discouraged. And, Josh, you do as well. You got my contact information, so if we can be of any help, you just let us know, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Josh Hogg and Skyler Hogg, his son, 16 years old, in the 10th grade, went to school, had a thin blue line flag flying on his pickup truck. The video, which I have seen, clearly shows these little thugs and thugettes running out there and stealing the flag from the truck. And instead, Skyler's the one who gets in trouble. We're going to fix this. We're not going to let that garbage go down in the state of Tennessee. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about our good friend Mike Lindell. And Mike is always doing nice things for our program. We even have a wonderful page over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And Mike has some great brand new offers just for listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. Get this. You're going to get a free gift if you use my promo code over on MyPillow.com/Starnes. They've got a spring sale that just started. You're going to be able to buy my pillows as low as $19.98. Grace Baker, I've got eight my pillows. I love the pillows. They're just awesome. And if you buy, let's just say I just want to buy the MyPillow, $19.98. Mike's going to send you a free copy of his memoir, and it is an incredible testimony. You are going to love this. Also, if you want the Giza Dream Sheets, you're going to save 60%, now going at $39.99. And folks, trust me on this, the MyPillow slippers, you're going to save 50% with my promo code. Those are the most incredible slippers you will ever put your feet into. Unbelievable. MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And be sure to use my promo code Starnes. It's right there. They tell you what to do, and you're going to get some incredible discounts. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
We'll be right back.
right. Today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day, and we want to honor all of you who served in the Vietnam War. This is, more than 58,000 Americans were killed, thousands more wounded or injured during the war. And according to Fox News, the National Vietnam War Veterans Day honors everyone who served on active duty from November 1st, 1955 to May 15th, 1975. In all, more than 9 million Americans served in that war. That's according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we would love to hear from you. If you served in the Vietnam War, we would love to hear from you, and maybe you have a story you want to share. It was horrible how people were treated, our fighting men and women were treated by the leftists when they returned home from that war. And I know there have been many, many Americans who have been trying to fix that and do whatever they can to help our great American heroes. And if you served in that war, you're a hero. My father was in the Air Force back then and had uncles who fought. As a matter of fact, that's how my parents met. My dad was in the Air Force at Lackland Air Force Base there in Texas, and met my mom, who sang in a band with her sisters, and they were entertaining troops, and that's how they met. But I know the Starnes family, we have a very rich service in the military going all the way back to the War of Northern Aggression. That's the Civil War. Grace was like, wait, what? In World War II, my grandmother had five brothers, and four of them fought in that war. The other two, one fought in Korea, and had a prisoner of war in our family. And my uncle Chico got shot up at Iwo Jima, came back home, went to play sports, and became a very well-known at Furman University in South Carolina. And then started the football program at a place, and you South Carolina folks probably know this place, Traveler's Rest. And to this day, the football stadium named after Uncle Chico Bolin. And they called him Chico, Grace, because he liked to wear Hawaiian shirts. He was a fun guy.
Sounds like it.
He was an old school football coach, too. I mean, he would grab you by the face mask and jerk you around.
Would he say things not suitable for radio?
More than likely.
Stuff Esther probably.
He told them, they said, Chico, we need you to start the football program. This is back in the late 1940s, 1950s. And they said, Chico, we need you to start the football program. And he said, all right, I'll do it. But I got two rules. Number one, we're going to name them after the Devil Dogs, the Marines. So they're Traveler's Rest Devil Dogs. And they said, all right, we can do that. And they said, what's the second thing? He goes, I'm going to run that football team like the Marine Corps.
Nice.
And you know, it's interesting. Uncle Chico went on to be named to the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame.
That's impressive.
So we're very proud. Oh, it's a huge honor for the family.
Oh, yeah.
And the football stadium there is still named in his honor or in his memory now. When he passed away, he was a deacon at the First Baptist Church of Traveler's Rest, and just well over 2,000 guys, men, showed up for the funeral.
Wow.
And they all played football under Uncle Chico. And to the one, every one of those guys said they were the men they were because of they played football for my uncle.
Wow.
So, good man.
What a legacy.
A great legacy. Small town in the South. And it's amazing. You know, people think, well, you got to go to New York City to make an impact. You got to go to Los Angeles or Chicago. But you know what? Not really. You can actually make an impact wherever you are. You could be in Hendersonville, North Carolina, mm-hmm. or you could be in Salem, Oregon. You could be in Portland, Maine. You could be in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. Wherever you plant your roots, that's where you're going to make a difference and you're going to make an impact. And that's what he did. So we're really excited, Grace, because Little Starnes is going to be playing football in the fall.
Oh, that's a fun time.
Rock star. I mean, the kid's going to be playing for, I don't know, Ole Miss or University of Tennessee.
Oh.
You watch and see. He's going to be playing for Ole Miss or Tennessee. Okay, maybe Memphis. I don't know.
Never say never.
No, that's true. That's true. We like Memphis, so I mean, it's our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Thoughts and prayers to the people of Panama City Beach. 161 people arrested, 75 guns seized during spring break. Folks, you got to stop raising your kids to behave like animals. I mean, it's that simple. It really is that simple. All right, got to take a break here. We're going to be talking when we come back to Kelvin King. He is running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. It is going to be a fierce battle for the Senate. Looking forward to talking to him. Plus, you, so give us a call, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, don't forget, ToddStarnes.com. Our newsletter comes out in just about a half an hour. Well over a quarter million of you fine folks subscribe to that, and we've got some great stories. You're going to want to check that out as well. Well, I told you that we were going to have a very special guest this segment of the program, and we are going to deliver on that promise. I am really excited to chat with Kelvin King. He is a great American patriot, and he has an incredible story. Born and raised right there in Macon, Georgia, and went to the Air Force Academy, served in the military. He's an American hero. He started an incredible construction company, and he and his family are members of an incredible church there in the Atlanta area, the Church of the Apostles. Kelvin King on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Kelvin, good to have you with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. I'm happy to be here.
So we're going to get to all of this in just a second, but I'm just excited to know about the Church of the Apostles. Is that Pastor Youssef?
Yep, Michael Youssef.
He's a good friend and a great pastor.
Dynamic Bible teaching. I mean, that's a great perspective that he has, you know, coming from the Middle East. My wife and I, we really enjoy our time there at Church of the Apostles.
Kelvin, we had Herschel Walker on the program last week, and we received a lot of emails from folks saying, hey, you've got to get Kelvin King on the show. You're in the race. You're running. You want to be the next senator from Georgia, but you've got a lot of folks that also want to be that senator that are running as Republicans. What's going to set you apart from everybody else?
Yes, this is a competitive race, and my qualifications are what really sets me apart from the rest of the pack. My resume polls the highest. I mean, I'm Georgia born and raised, and I'm a Air Force Academy graduate. I served as a contracting officer in the Air Force, so I know government procurement very well, especially important as we go into this period of hyper spending in our government. I also started my own construction company from scratch. I started from a bedroom of my home, moved to the basement of my home, expanded, and now own a 12,000 square foot building across from the Braves Stadium. So my business acumen, my military experience, and my life experience is unique, especially for a period such as this, where we're going into a race with a Warnock and Abrams ticket, and we know that social issues is going to be a huge topic, and they're going to try to attack us on that as well. So I feel like my background is definitely the most complete and most qualified out of any candidate in my race.
Herschel Walker says no debates. He's not going to debate. What say you?
Well, I think that's a terrible decision that he's made. He's acting like a celebrity, and I guess the media outlets treating him like a celebrity, when at the end of the day, his job is to interview with the people of Georgia to represent them as a U.S. senator. My campaign, we haven't stopped. I mean, we've campaigned in every county in the state of Georgia, all 159 counties. I've done over 300 public appearances. I've answered questions. I think that is what you're supposed to do if you want to try to gain the support of the electorate. In contrast, Mr. Walker, He has stated that he's not going to debate in the primary. I think that is a fatal flaw. The people of Georgia want to hear and see the candidate that they put into the general election. They want to see how they perform. You know, you play like you practice. And at the end of the day, you know, I always say, you know, are we willing to settle for selfies and autographs over qualifications and policy stances? And, you know, I'm not. And I don't think the people of Georgia are.
Now, of course, President Trump has endorsed Herschel. They've got a long friendship and they've got a past, you know, going back to the old USFL days. Where do you stand on President Trump?
Well, I mean, I have no issues with President Trump. In fact, what's interesting is that I've spoken on stage twice with President Trump, and my wife has spoken on stage twice with President Trump. We've done a Trump commercial that helped gain the minority vote in 2020. But, you know, like you mentioned, Herschel Walker is close to President Trump because and he's been known him since he was about 19 years old, right out of the University of Georgia. And you know, that relationship is close. Unfortunately, that relationship has, in my opinion, has blinded President Trump to what's happening on the ground here in Georgia. I mean, Mr. Walker hadn't lived in Georgia for over 30 years. He just registered to vote last summer, and he doesn't really know what's happening on the ground here. He hasn't done any business here in Georgia. He hasn't been here talking to people and understanding what the concerns are. And you know, unfortunately, President Trump's personal initiatives have gotten in the way of serving the public, serving the people of Georgia. And you know, right now, our campaign, we're gaining momentum, and we're winning the room every time we speak.
KelvinKing.com is the website, and Kelvin King is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our Liberty University studios. You know, I think, you know, Kelvin, if you guys do a debate, because we're dealing with the same situation or a similar situation in Tennessee, where you've got people that are literally moving into the state to run, and they asked one of the candidates just, they asked, all right, who is General Nealon and why is he important to Tennessee? And the candidate couldn't answer. I'm like, okay, wow, we're excommunicating you from the entire state. But here's what you need to be asking. All right, Herschel, where is the Nat line? And if you
right, you know, being born in Macon, Georgia,
you know where it is.
I have a pretty good idea where it is. Exactly. I was born in Macon but raised in Metro Atlanta, and you know, that gives me a unique perspective on the state of Georgia. I'm very comfortable energizing the rural vote and the urban vote. And if you've been keeping up with this race here in Georgia or just Georgia politics, you know that the winner is going to have to galvanize both Georgias, urban and rural Georgia. You know, the winner needs to be a veteran. We have over 700,000 veterans in our state. The winner needs to be a business person or someone with a high degree of business acumen. And, you know, frankly, being born and raised here in Georgia and being able to speak on the social issues is really going to be the differentiator. Remember, Warnock is going to be the top of the ticket on the Democratic side. He's running along with Stacey Abrams. We don't know who our governor candidate is going to be yet, but we definitely need a strong Senate candidate on the top of our ticket to not just give cover to the down ballot candidates, but to also go on the offensive and attack the Democrats and disarm them from the attacks that we know we're going to try to that they're going to try to deliver to us, particularly when it comes to racial issues, social issues, and disparities. And there's no stronger candidate than myself to be able to speak towards those.
I've been reading through your platform, and it's just rock solid, from securing the elections, defending the Second Amendment, cutting federal spending, which as a small business owner myself, I am all over that. But I wanted to ask you a question that I asked Herschel when he was on the program last week. The issue regarding gender identity, that is going to end up at the Supreme Court. And if you are successful and you are elected to the Senate, you will have to sit in on those confirmation hearings. And I'm just curious, how would you, if let's just say you were in the Senate right now, how would you have handled the current confirmation hearings? Would you have voted to confirm or not?
Right. Well, I mean, the most important job of a senator is to confirm United States justices, right? So in this particular case, you know, I believe that the science has been settled. I think it's been settled since Adam and Eve, frankly, that XX chromosomes are women and XY chromosomes are men. And I don't think, I mean, you should know that in high school biology class. So there's never any confusion from my perspective. And I think that Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, she lost, in my view, and I think a lot of conservatives' view, when she did not answer the question about being whether or not she's a woman or what constitutes a woman, when she knows the truth. So to me, that tells me that she's more beholden to the rhetoric or the left or the narrative than the truth. And now I don't think she could judge fairly and accurately. So I would not have confirmed her for that very reason.
Your opponent was asked that question, and he could not answer that question because he said he was too busy to pay attention because he was out on the campaign trail.
And that tells you a lot, doesn't it? And it's embarrassing for the state of Georgia, and it's embarrassing for him and his campaign and for President Trump. We can't put candidates in front of the Democrats, or Raphael Warnock, that don't have a good grasp on what's happening or who can't communicate accurately or articulately, and, you know, who's exposed or who could be a vulnerability. This race is too important. I mean, we're talking about the next 6 years of our U.S. Senate seat and control of our U.S. Senate. We've got to stop the Democrats and with their crazy initiatives and crazy policies by winning this U.S. Senate seat back. We cannot put a candidate that is unprepared, unqualified, to go against Raphael Warnock, who's well-funded, he has the media on his side, and he's pretty articulate. That's why my candidacy is growing, and we're gaining so much momentum at this moment.
Well, Kelvin, we'd love to get you back on the program, and we really appreciate, you know, you answering the questions and addressing these issues. I just believe that every Republican, and Herschel Walker is a great man. He's done a lot for University of Georgia and for the state of Georgia, but I just believe that the voters deserve to hear a debate. They deserve to hear all the candidates, see all the candidates, so they can make those decisions and we can put the best candidate forward, whether it's in Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, or wherever.
That is the bottom line. I agree wholeheartedly. That's why we jumped into this race so quickly. I was the first candidate to announce in this race last March. We put in the work. We've been questioned. We've been vetted. And now we're prepared to win. So I just ask your listeners to go to kelvinking.com, follow us, watch our videos, read our policy statements, and feel free to reach out. I'm a candidate of the people, and I'll be a senator of the people.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. Kelvin, thank you again. We really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much. I look forward to coming back.
All right. Absolutely. We'll make that happen. Kelvin King, everybody, he is running for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, and I like his platform. It's really sharp, very solid. And you heard him in his own words describe the big issues that we're facing as a nation. And in all fairness, we're giving the candidates from many other states. We're going to be taking a look in the coming days at what's happening in Ohio, where there is a fierce battle going on there. So we're going to be branching out all over America as we move towards the midterm elections. This is about putting forward the best candidates who can defeat the Democrats, whoever those people are. All right, 844-747-8868. You folks in Georgia, you heard from Kelvin King. What do you think about this guy? 844-747-8868. Real quick, want to go to David in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. He wants to weigh in on this student with the flag. All right, David, what's going on?
How are you doing today, Don? It's great weather in Maine. My question is, if this gentleman went to school, didn't contact law enforcement, did he? And if they didn't, then he should go to the police, charge him with criminal mischief, and also get a lawyer to sue the principal personally, because it sounds like he knew exactly what he was doing wrong. The city, the state, the school board, just get all of them in line and sue them. And would this have been a different outcome had this been a rainbow flag taken from somebody's vehicle?
Oh, well, you would have had Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon broadcasting from Jackson, Tennessee, if that had been the case. Look, here's, David, I think what we're dealing with here is the principal didn't want to get into a controversy, and if the principal had taken a stand and punished those girls like he should have, and quite frankly, it was either criminal mischief or petty theft, but they broke the law. They stole that young man's flag. Those young people should be punished for that. And does that mean getting the police involved? I mean, back when I was growing up, we would have handled it with the paddle in the principal's office with mama and daddy there. But, you know,
it would have been settled right there in the parking lot, I think.
Well, yeah. that's definitely old school. All right, David. David, good points. Got to run here. Thanks for that call. Yeah, that's old school. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Coming up tomorrow on The Big Show, we're going to play a little bit of trivia. We're going to throw some trivia questions out there, and we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Some great guests coming up as well. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Cordova, Tennessee, and Ray is listening to us on KWAM. Ray, what's on your mind today?
Well, really don't have a lot. I'm being a veteran, and calling in. I got bunged up in combat in 1969. Been spared a nice additional 53 years, and the crux of it, I'm not sure. Know which direction to go, but.
So today is, you know, again, remembering the, you know, the sacrifices that were made. I mean, just tens of thousands of people lost their lives. And the war went on for, nearly 20 years, Ray?
Well, the large sacrifices that have our folks who remained with us, the likes of myself, I got hit in the brain with a combat fragment. It had a paralytic effect in my left side, and I've coped with various what they call collateral effects from that through my brain over the years, and still cope with it. But I've been spared a wonderful life.
Well, Ray, we certainly appreciate you calling in today, and we appreciate and we honor the great sacrifices that you made and the price you paid for standing up and standing in the gap for freedom. And we say God bless you, sir, and God bless all of the men and women who served in the Vietnam War. My goodness. All right. Wow. Folks, ToddStarnes.com. We have lots of great information for you up on our website. Caleb Park, the managing editor of the website, is just crushing it, and they're doing some incredible works. We have some great journalists that are working around the clock to bring you news and information that you are not going to find anywhere else. So our team works very hard at that, and they do a terrific job. And also, in just a few moments, the newsletter coming out. Normally, it comes out about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, and that's an opportunity for you, again, to catch up on the stories of the day. You say, Todd, why do you always promote that newsletter? Very simple. Because Facebook, Twitter, they shut us down. And this is the opportunity. This is a way for us to communicate with you directly. It's through that newsletter. And, of course, our great podcast. Folks, well over a million people so far this month have downloaded the Todd Starnes Radio Show podcast. We are so thankful because that's you. And without you, we would not be in business. So God bless you all. All right, folks, get out there. Have a great rest of your day. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.